The people in the village in Wild Rose, they all had electricity. That went way back to the days when the mill generated electricity for the village. But none of our neighbors had electricity until after the war. Everybody had lamps and lanterns. Lamps in the house, lanterns outside. Now, go back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and part of his New Deal was to sign legislation that created the Rural Electrification Administration, the REA. And they began stringing lines to farmers. Well, World War II came along in 1941, and all of that stopped because there weren't any men available, copper wire wasn't available. After the war, REA was now coming into the communities. The farmers were responsible for wiring their buildings prior to the electric company, the language of the day, hooking us up to the main line. And so we hired a couple of electricians, and they wired the house, and they wired the barn, and they wired the milk house, and they wired the chicken house, and they wired all of the buildings. Took them several weeks. They wired everything except the outhouse. My dad said, whatever goes on in there does not require extra light. So the wiring is all completed, but not in time for the poles to be set before freeze-up. Oh, the winter of 46, 47, we waited, and of course we were turning on switches off and on and all that, because everything was there, but there wasn't any power. And one day I came home from school, and my dad said, we are hooked up. And indeed, power surged through all these lines that were all over our farmstead. And now we're all gathered in the kitchen, and Pa's at the light switch, and we're standing there, and he flips on the switch. And for the longest time, nobody said anything because we couldn't see. It was brighter than anything we had ever experienced, that I'd ever experienced before. And that night, we left the barn lanterns in the house, and we went out to the barn, my dad and I, to do the milking. We, as people, had forgotten that not only did we have to adjust to something that was so new and so unknown to us, that all the animals had to adjust to. It took a week or so before the cows became accustomed to all of that light and would be normal as we milked them. If there was anything that happened in my life, and I've traveled all over the world doing all kinds of things, that single event, the day that we went from lamps and lanterns to electricity, is most seared in my mind in its importance. My life changed dramatically that day. Everything changed on the farm. We wanted electric motors. We wanted a motor to drive our pump. We wanted a milking machine. We wanted an elevator to move hay up into the barn, and so on. The end of World War II was a momentous time because electricity came to the farm. Tractors became more available. During the war, you couldn't buy a tractor. That was the beginning of the end of the farm community that we knew in the 30s, 40s, and early 50s. The family farm was beginning to disappear. The farmers began to buy each other out, larger farms becoming the norm. And guys like me were displaced. A handful of us were fortunate enough to go to college. And the rest of them who wanted to be farmers, I think one or two maybe, had that opportunity. The rest had to find work elsewhere. It was the end of the threshing crews as combines became available. It was the end of the country school. They began closing, consolidating. School buses began running up and down the roads. Everything was changing, and changing dramatically, changing faster than most people were aware. They didn't realize that not only technology was changing, but the social life was changing. Community, the definition of community was changing. The relationship that people had with each other was changing. The dependence that people had on each other to make their lives worth living, socially as well as economically, they helped each other. With their farm projects, they also helped each other socially. All of that was disappearing, and did. One of the reasons that I do the writing that I'm doing is to remind people of what some of the values were from the days of the small family farm and consider which of those values are worth saving, though they may be applied in a different way. Values like hard work, values like showing up on time, values like never doing a job that was good enough, but always trying to do it better than you'd done it previously. That to me is a powerful value. When people ask you to do something, you do it the very best you can. When people ask you to come to their farm at 8 o'clock to do something, you show up at 1:45. When people say, we're going to work until 6, don't hesitate to work till 6:30 if the job's not done. Those sound maybe silly today, but those were important values at the time. This business of always being on time, my dad drummed that into us. There is no excuse for ever being late for anything. And in our house, our clocks were all set ahead by 15 minutes so that we made sure that we were on time. And by the way, the day that we sold the cows, when my dad quit farming, he set all the clocks back to the regular time. I couldn't get over it. A very poignant moment. We did not now have to be 15 minutes early anymore.